Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing Feel Like Something Good, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled That's What Faith Can Do, from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3.
I believe it's time that we make a decision for the Lord and that we begin to pray and to pray earnestly and to pray not only earnestly but to pray expectantly. There must be an absolute respect. See, here's the problem. We talk about the world, but I'm talking about the church. The church has lost its respect and its reverence for God. Amen. We want easy believism. There's a lot of clowns on TV, I'm going to tell you right now, under the name of religion. I saw a few of them this morning. And let me tell you what, I don't endorse them and I don't support them. They are not my heroes of the faith. Amen. They don't preach the blood of Jesus. They're not my heroes. Joel Osteen is not my hero because he won't preach the word and he won't preach the blood and he won't preach the cross. But I tell you, you listen to one old born again, washed in the blood preacher this morning that still believes in the blood way and believes in the cross way and believes in the way of deliverance and believes in a God who will turn all things around. And it's time we, the people of God, get back today to believing what our God has said in his word. Amen. We've lost an absolute respect and reverence for God. And I'm going to tell you where it's going to start. Again, it's got to start in the house of God, and it's got to start with God's people. You said, preacher, you haven't read the text yet. I'm glad you noticed that. Psalm 103. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. You may be seated. Now today, listen. I believe each of us today in the sanctuary, and even those today that are watching by the means of television sets today on a live TV, will at some place and some point in time in their life need a miracle from God. And that it can only come by the process of what we call faith in God. Amen. See, that's another component that is missing within the ranks of the church. We're not hearing anything about faith. We're not hearing anything about faith believing. We're not hearing anything about faith living. And so therefore today we're just wandering through life with no purpose and no goal. We're not trusting God. We're not looking to him. Let us not forget today, God can still send a miracle. Amen. And I'm glad he wants to do it today amongst those who desire today to be blessed of the Lord. And I believe today that let us not forget today that our God, you know, he began the miracles in the book of the beginning when he said, in the beginning, God. Amen. Amen. So going back to the book of the beginning, Genesis, the Bible says, God created the heavens and the earth. No, Al Gore is wrong. And all the scientists are wrong. And all those liberals today that don't even believe in a God are wrong. If God said he created it, God made it. Amen. So God took nothing and made something. And glory to God, he took nothing that was in my life and made something and declared that now I'm his child, full of his grace, full of his power, and full of his might. Amen. Hallelujah. So what God did was miraculous. What God did was marvelous. What God did was even mysterious. God took common dirt. And after forming and breathing on it, the Bible says man became a living soul. The Bible says today he separated the light from the darkness. The Bible says that he named and he placed the stars into his constellation. Do you realize there are billions of stars? God knows every one of them by name. There are over 8 billion people on planet Earth. You realize God knows every person by name, and He even has every hair on their head numbered. Tell me, He's not a marvelous and almighty and an amazing God. He's the God of magnitude and might and majesty. This God is bigger than this earth, bigger than the universe. You know, they keep thinking they're sending things out into the outer space and looking at this planet and looking at, they think, other universe, another universe or another planet. So, listen, folks, the fact of the matter is, whatever is out there, God put it all out there. Amen. So He is God. He's the God of might and miracles. He's the God today of grace and glory. He's the God of help and hope. He's the God today of comfort and of care. He is the God of power, and He's the God of peace. Amen. He's the God who parted the Red Sea and the Jordan River. Amen. And He made an exodus for the children of Israel. He is the God who sent manna from heaven that they would have food. It maybe wasn't what they wanted, but blessed be the name of the Lord is what God sent, and they better bless God for it. Amen. He is the God who brought water out of a rock. Jesus said, I am the rock of ages. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, the water that He gives is a living water. Whoo, glory. He is the God who directed Noah to build an ark, as Derek was sharing with us this morning, this replica in Kentucky. What an amazing thing. I've got to get down there and see that. But He's the God who directed this ark. What did the ark represent? It represented salvation. Amen. One door. Jesus said, I am the door. Amen. There are three floors. He's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And then I think about He is God who protected the three Hebrews in the burning fiery furnace. He is God who closed the mouth of man-eating lions. And you know what's really ironic about this? Those who were instrumental in putting Daniel in the lion's den, then when he was delivered, they were cast in. And the Bible says they even ate the bones of them. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the power of our God. Don't ever estimate what our God can do. Here's a demonstration of the awesome power that He possesses. For He said, I have all power in heaven and in earth. He is the God who sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, from the beauty and the splendor of heaven. And He was born of a virgin by the name of Mary. He is the God who sent His Son. And His Son would come to heal. And His Son would come to heal the sick and the oppressed and those who are going through times of difficulty and struggle. He's the God who sent His Son today to deliver the oppressed that going through the depressions and the places of life. He's the God that sent His Son to set captivity is captive free. He is the God that sent His Son to die on a cross there, a place of execution. He is the God that would pay the debt of sin in full. Abraham, Moses, Isaac, Jacob couldn't do it. But thanks be unto God, there was only one perfect Lamb of God. And His name is the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He condescended and came down and died on a cross that we could have life and have it more abundantly, to provide forgiveness for sinners and to arise on the third day victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and thanks be unto God, and to ascend back 40 days later and take His rightful seat at the right hand of God the Father, and praise God, give us a promise that one hallelujah morning, one golden daybreak, the King is coming. Amen. Praise God. Tell me, isn't that an awesome God? Get to your feet and give this God some praise in the house of the living God. Amen. Woo! Sit down. This same God, this same Jesus, is in this sanctuary right now. He is mighty to save, and He's mighty to serve. Amen. Let me tell you, there were no exceptions in the healing ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. With Jesus, I'm glad there are no treatments. I'm glad with Jesus, there are no follow-ups.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.